In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. After death, the soul experiences the love of God with such intensity that it feels the urgent need to love Him with all its strength, but cannot, because it is sick from the consequences of its sins and needs to be purified. It is like a lung patient who wants to breathe without difficulty and needs to heal first to be able to breathe fully. In the same way, the soul wants to love God with all its capacity and suffers because it cannot love Him fully. However, the great thing about this whole mystery is that God's mercy allows the living to make up for the deceased, so the deceased can heal more quickly. It is as if we, the living, obtain the appropriate medicine that in an instant or in a short time would heal and purify the deceased completely. Or as if we paid their debt all at once, which only can be done through a plenary indulgence, so that the deceased would go directly to heaven, or paid it in parts, so that they gradually grow to reach the fullness of His love. That is why it is important to gain plenary indulgences for the deceased, not only to do it for our deceased relatives, but also to gain plenary indulgences for other people. How many people die in wars, and there is no one to pray for them? If you would like to know how to gain a plenary indulgence correctly, we invite you to watch the video posted by the 99 Catholics channel in the comments section. It is very easy and very well explained. Remember to do the plenary indulgence with love and faith. Those are the secret ingredients that God loves, and therefore He can do miracles. We can gain one plenary indulgence per day, any day of the year. This is what the Catholic Church teaches us. In conclusion, let us pray for the souls in purgatory, as we want them to pray for us after our death. Blessed Sebastian de Aparicio y del Pardo, who lived between the years 1502 and 1600, was a widower, religious, and confessor. Blessed Sebastian prayed a lot for the deceased, and many of them, with God's permission, appeared to him to ask for prayers. Sometimes the souls of the deceased appeared to him glorious when they went to heaven, and the servant of God knew the moment of their deaths to commend them in his prayers. One day, he said that he had seen the soul of the daughter of the viceroy of Spain, who was going to heaven accompanied by many angels. Before we continue with the next part, do us a favor and hit that like button if you're getting value from this video. It really helps the channel out. Another day, Blessed Sebastian was taking care of a sick religious in the convent, and the religious died in his presence. At that moment, he saw him go up to heaven, accompanied by many angels, who sang praises to God our Lord. Then, the servant of God left the cell, shouting, "Father Superior, come, come and see the soul of your brother. Come all and see the open heavens and heavenly music, because there it goes." And saying this, he remained as if in ecstasy, although no one was present. The servant of God also said that when he was in the field, the soul of his friend appeared to him and told him some things to say to his friend's wife about how the goods of his will should be distributed. One day, the servant of God came to the house of a friend to rest for the night under his carts. The next morning, the friend and his brother went to see him, and the servant of God told them, "Last night at 11 p.m., a religious man died, and he passed through here accompanied by angels on his way to heaven. After 2 days, another religious arrived and confirmed the death of the religious. Another case. The servant of God asked his friend one day in the morning, "Did you not see a woman that the angels took to heaven tonight?" The friend believed that he had drunk wine, but Blessed Sebastian told him that he had not drunk wine. When his friend knew the servant of God better, he was able to recognize that the servant of God was telling the truth, and that day he saw a soul go up to heaven. Blessed Sebastian de Aparicio y del Pardo told a woman who later declared in the beatification process of the servant of God that her 19-year-old niece died and she went directly to heaven. Neither the woman nor her husband knew anything, despite the fact that the distance to the deceased's house was only 3 miles or 4 kilometers. This woman took the horse and with her husband went to the house of the young woman and found out that she had indeed died that night. Blessed Sebastian knew this by divine revelation. Another day, Blessed Sebastian told one of the witnesses of the beatification process that Father Giorgio died that night. The witness was amazed, and while thinking about how he knew, a lay religious came and told him that Father Giorgio had certainly died that night and that the servant of God could only have known by divine revelation. Another case. The servant of God was on a farm, and the owner of the land got up 2 hours before dawn to call all the people to start working. He saw the servant of God sitting, praying. He asked him for whom he was praying, and the servant of God told him that it was for a lay brother from the convent who had died. 7 hours later, the witness went to the city and saw that they were taking that religious to be buried, being astonished at how the servant of God knew about it if no one had been able to notify him. In the beatification process of Blessed Sebastian Aparicio, the witnesses declared 8 cases of souls in purgatory that had appeared to the servant of God, according to what the servant of God said. Among them, the most famous was the daughter of the Viceroy of Spain, whom he saw go to heaven accompanied by many angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.